I'd like to ask you to turn to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 about the woman who fears the Lord. I married Amy 20 years ago and remember reading this even when we got back to the home church that I had worked at. Reading this about Amy, feel more like that than ever about my excellent wife. And that is how this verse starts. And this passage starts in chapter 10. Proverbs 31:10, Matthew Henry said, this is for both men and women, what women are to be like and what men are to look for in marriage. And so certainly this is the case. And as we'll see, as we are to help women become once we are married, both are true. Look at verse 10. And I may just stop periodically for a question or two that we can think about as we head into confession. An excellent wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. So, first of all, do we see our wives as this, more precious than jewels? I was reading about this week, and that the temptation for men in our arrogance is to think, kind of like we do in salvation, I probably deserve a great wife. And that's not the case. By grace, this is by grace, just as salvation is, it is gracious that God has given us an excellent wife, and who can find, they're rare. She is worth far more, they're far more precious than jewels. And we need to think that way about our wives. The heart of her husband trusts in her. Do we trust in our wife? That's something great about Amy, that she is at the top of a list of 100 great things. She is trustworthy and loyal to an amazing degree. He will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. And that, as we head into confession, might be a great question for the ladies. Are you about doing your husband good and never harm? She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it, and with the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linens and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. It seems like that's talking about the great trust and faith that a godly woman, that an excellent wife has in the Lord. It's the only way to laugh at days to come. I thought about my Grandma E. Grandma Edgar, we called her E for the last, I don't know, probably 20 years. She didn't die until she went to heaven when she was 90-something, probably mid-90s. And I remember her telling me, especially the last, maybe 10 years, she would say, I think all of my relatives, descendants, are going to be in heaven. And I'd be like, Grandma, you know some of these characters, right? This is an unlikely group that we got here going. And she would say that I'm praying for them, though. And to her, because she was praying for them, and because she was praying for them so adamantly, God was going to save them. God was going to work in them. And I love that faith. She could laugh at days to come, almost, in that she just trusted God. And I remember being pretty moved by that, saying, do I have that kind of faith that when I pray, I really believe that God is going to do what he would want to do. God's in heaven and he does what he pleases. And so do we, maybe ladies, could I ask, do you laugh at the days to come? Do you have that kind of trust in the Lord that he is going to work? And the only way we're going to do that, I think, is if we're really trusting the promises of God. If we trust in the promises of God, then we can laugh at days to come. All things are going to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. He who did give us his own son and did not spare him from us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And Scott talked about this at the men's retreat. He said, as men, when we look at godly wives here, we ought to be in the process of helping them grow to help sanctify them and to think about them in their eternal state, to think about how glorious they are going to be there, and that we have whatever's part of that puzzle the Lord has given us, whatever piece of that God has given us that responsibility as husbands to help them grow in that way. And so we can trust the Lord. He will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast. We can laugh at days to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children, 28 through 31 here, are fantastic. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. This probably involves most of us, a lot of us in here. Do we speak that way of our moms? Do we praise them? And as husbands, do we praise them? Do we rise up and call her blessed? It's a great challenge. And as we go before the Lord, let's confess if we haven't done that. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And this may be for ladies. Do we put the emphasis on our outward appearance or on our inward beauty? Here we see that charm is deceitful, beauty is vain. It doesn't last, but that kind of like outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day, right? Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So that's the emphasis. That's what we're to put our mind on, the eternal instead of the temporary, I believe. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gate. See, three times, and it says this comments on this in your Gospel Transformation Study Bible, 28 through 31, three times there's praise involved. Our homes should be places of encouragement, places where there's praise. And from all husband to wife, wife to husband, children to mom, are we doing those things? So as we think about some of those things, let's go before our Lord and confess where I imagine each of us have missed it, and thank him for his great love and forgiveness. And certainly, last but not least, we need to remember that 2 Corinthians 3:5 says, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. It's the Lord Jesus who has bought this great salvation for us, sanctification for us. It is all because of his great work that we can claim these things. But it's also where we have missed the mark. We know that he lived these things out perfectly. And even as we think about him on the cross, giving his mom to John and saying, this is now your mom, and thinking of his mom while on the cross, I think in the seven sayings that he had at the end, gives us a good idea of how he thought about his mother in this case as well. So let's go before him and confess our sin, and I'll close this. Certainly, Lord, day after day, you show that your grace is sufficient. Your power is made perfect in weakness. Out of the overflow of your grace, you've given us one blessing after another. Those are that included in that are excellent wives. Thank you, Father, for showering my life, many of our lives, with excellent wives that love you, that are more precious than jewels. And Lord, certainly as husbands, I think most of us would confess that we have not been as grateful, that maybe we've taken them oftentimes for granted, that we haven't thanked you like we should for them, that we haven't prayed consistently for their growth in you, that we haven't been all that we could be in their sanctification, that we haven't taken them to you, to the throne of grace as we ought. And Father, I pray for every wife in here that we would consider whether we are doing our husbands good, whether we are loving you as we ought, and whether we look like this passage. And Lord, we would ask too that as we come before you, every child would say, do I praise my mom? Do I give her, rise up and call her blessed like I ought? And Lord, we would probably answer no to many of those things. So we confess those things. And we thank you that the Lord Jesus did this perfectly. We see how he went through this life. We see how he honored women throughout his life. We see, Lord, that you have done this great work, and we are grateful. So we thank you that where we have missed the mark, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And Lord, where we have worried about the days ahead instead of laughed at them, we know that we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory, and we thank you for your deep and thorough forgiveness because of the work of your Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus. So we commit our lives to you, so grateful that we can confess our sin and that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Use your word, use Mark now, and let us be convinced of your truth that we may race to the cross with a greater joy and diligence than we ever had before. In Jesus' name.